You know, there's been so many wonderful, wonderful concerts out there that have been virtually and like, you know, performance events that have been out there. And definitely no bashing to them, but we want to do something different than a performance, right? So we're like, what could we do that's not, you know, a concert that we stream? And this is just kind of something that my group and I brainstorm, like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could showcase some of our EMU community? And now this is something that will almost be like a time capsule for this time.
That was Brittany Nicole, the graduate assistant for the Arts Management and Administration program here at EMU. She played a significant role in a documentary titled EMU: Return to the Canvas. This documentary follows the journey of five student artists who adapted their creative process during the COVID-19 pandemic. I got to sit down on a Zoom call with Brittany to talk about the process of making the film. I'm Kayla Trefill, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Arts management course about.
So this is a course that's through the EMU Arts Management and Administration programs. And it's a class that all undergraduate students take. So the Bachelor of Arts and Arts and Entertainment Management take it. And then also it's a requirement for all grad students who are in the Arts Administration Master's program. And the class is really a culmination of a bunch of different things. So there's marketing, fundraising, just like program management as a whole. And this project was something that we worked on throughout the entire semester, where essentially we came together and we created a project. We came up with a concept, we vetted, you know, artists and all of that good stuff as part of a final project we were assigned to basically create a virtual event, whatever that looked like.
About 25 people worked on this project. Some of the artists featured were actually in the Arts and Management course. As a grad assistant, Brittany worked on naming and branding, which means she worked on conceptualizing the project over the course of the semester.
That essentially we all work together to develop that marketing plan or that naming and branding plan, and then as a class came together for the final product.
So, how do you select which artists to specifically feature in the documentary?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, we had so many great artists that applied. It was actually a really difficult decision to decide who was going to be featured. But essentially, we had a rubric that we use when we were reviewing artists to try to make sure that our decisions were as equitable as possible. So we wanted to make sure that the artists being represented the EMU community. That was really important to us and the different types of students that we see as EMU students, as well as just a variety of different art types. So we wanted to make sure they weren't all visual artists or all musicians or all that sort of good stuff. And yeah, there was a panel of about four of us.
One of the artists selected was the graduate student and visual artist Dominique Anani. Can you describe your art style and like your art medium?
Yeah, so I create assemblages to be photographed. A lot of the materials I use are like insects and dried flowers, and then I usually combine those with man-made materials such as glass, netting, and things like that. It's kind of almost like a sculpture, piecing things together. I photograph it, so the photograph is the final state, but I do like create sort of like a still life. Another word for it could be still life.
What is the like color palette that you tend to go for in like a lot of your work?
So it's actually changed a lot. Before, it was very just like black and white with very minimal color, but I've been slowly introducing more color into my work, like bright oranges, bright red, bright greens.
So like a lot of those warmer tones. I also noticed like maybe a bit of gold too.
Yes, yep, some gold in there as well. I think that also reflects on how the work, you know, has changed. It was a lot darker before, and then as I've like grown myself, I've grown in the program. You know, my work has also grown.
So, how do you manage your time and your art, especially as a student?
I create daily lists of things that I need to get done. So like I'll have like my weekly goals, and then I'll break it down into daily goals, and I just try creating a schedule. It's a little bit hard being at home, but I do my best.
So, you also in the documentary stated that because, like,
I mean, okay, so obviously we've all been at home, right? So you stated that because you haven't been able to spend time with your peers, you have been creating a lot more art, manifesting your thoughts, and even working on your thesis. How has the outcome of your work been impacted by isolation?
Well, it's kind of always been impacted by isolation. I've, you know, suffered with depression and anxiety, and it's something that I've been working on. So actually the pandemic hasn't really been very different for me in a way. You know, I am not going to campus often and seeing those, you know, peers that I really would like to see, and I enjoyed their company, but it's something I've always kind of dealt with. And I think that's something that speaks in my work as well. I'm learning that isolation is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it just means more time to focus on ourselves and focus on the good things that are around us. So I'm trying to view it as a positive thing.
Do you feel like being creative and making art fills the void created by a lack of socialization?
A lot of the times, yes. But one of the good things about being in the graduate program at Eastern was creating art with other people who also like to create art. You know, we had that connection. And I created really deep relationships with, you know, the other graduate students. So that is something that is currently missing.
So you mentioned that you were working on your thesis.
Yeah. So my thesis is about growth. It's about, you know, putting the pieces back together and trying to mend, trying to heal. And I think, you know, so a lot of the materials I'm working with show that. Hopefully people, you know, get that out of the work. It does have, you know, a spiritual element to it too. You know, I view like being in nature as a spiritual experience. So I hope that's something as well that, you know, people can see through the work.
Brittany said what stuck out to her the most was the artist's ability to be creative during these challenging times.
All of them have really, really interesting and cool stories. And, you know, that's definitely why we selected them. But I think all of them found some, you know, were in this tough time found inspiration and were able to use their art as like, I don't want to say like coping, but like, you know, it's like they were able to use their art to better themselves during the pandemic, which I thought was really, really cool. So that's a lot of our artists, you know, as artists, that's like our lifeline. So it was really great to be able to share their stories about how, you know, they used that art to, you know, continue to practice and like grow during this time.
Dominic offers advice to those who might be struggling to find and channel their own passions.
I would ask them what brings them joy. What things do they like to do that, you know, that brings them joy in their daily lives? Because I think that's really important, is finding those things in your daily life that can bring you joy. You know, even if it's just, you know, writing a couple words to look at in the morning when you wake up to inspire you, or, you know, in my case, you know, making a painting or creating assemblage, you know, dancing around your living room.
The EMU Return to the Canvas documentary can be found on the Eastern Michigan University YouTube channel. Dominique and some fellow grad students are starting an art challenge called #21 Days of Creative Self-Care to teach people about mental techniques that can help them learn about and promote their mental health. For more information, check out @artsforhealing.mi on Instagram. Brittany also mentioned that there are lots of events hosted by the EMU AMP student organization year-round. Check out the AMP student org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. AMP is open to any student who has an interest in the arts. This episode was written by yours truly, Kayla Trefill, and it was produced by Rona Kabansag. To listen to more episodes of our podcast, visit easternecho.com. The podcast section can be reached via email at podcast@easternecho.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, be sure to tune into next week's episode.